Currently, non-government schools are legally allowed to discriminate against individuals on the basis of gender, sexual orientation, marital status, due to religious exemptions in the New South Wales Anti-Discrimination Act. The Independent Education Union of Australia has championed MP Alex Greenidge's call to scrap these exemptions. According to the IEUA, the problem is even worse than Mr. Greenidge has identified. The Wire's Sean Dorado asked Carol Matthews of the IEUA about why it is important that the New South Wales government follows through on making these changes to the Act.
I think that the community expects that individuals have rights at law, and many people would be totally unaware of the old-fashioned exemptions that apply under New South Wales anti-discrimination law. And even when religious schools, for example, tried to defend those exemptions and say they should be maintained, there are many others that they simply ignore, and yet the government, because it is unjustifiable, for example, for an employer to say they should just be able to discriminate on the grounds of disability. So no one ever tries to defend that, and yet, or on gender, whether you're male or female, and yet the government still hasn't taken action to fix what are, I suppose, loopholes in the anti-discrimination protection that citizens in New South Wales are vulnerable to because of the way the law is drafted in New South Wales.
Could you give us examples of ways in which this has affected staff members?
Well, we have members who don't want to be categorised as either male or female, so they want to use the prefix MX. Those people have lost their employment.
Do you feel that people studying to be teachers are aware of the situation on the ground? Do you think
I suspect many people don't really understand what the situation is until they gain employment. So, for example, if you're working in a Catholic school, you become aware after a time that it's not cool to talk about the fact that you're in a same-sex relationship. Hmm. But many graduates from university would not really be aware of that because much of the Catholic Church is pretty relaxed about same-sex relationships. You know, leave aside what the Pope might say, there would be many members of Catholic congregations who are in same-sex relationships. So graduates don't always understand that when it gets to a school setting, that the approach the school takes might be more rigid and more discriminatory than the position that the Catholic congregation or the community at large might take. So people often don't understand what they're getting into. Certainly in very strict religious Christian schools, people probably are aware because those requirements are spelled out very clearly when you commence employment. And so those schools usually only employ members of that faith, and so they would be aware of those requirements.
The press release also mentioned discrimination based on disability. Could you elaborate on that?
Okay, so the anti-discrimination legislation in New South Wales contains really broad exemptions for private educational authorities. So people have protection under federal legislation, but under state legislation, it is a total exemption for discrimination based on disability in private educational authorities, which includes both religious and non-religious schools, would cover childcare centres, preschools, etc. Very broad exemption, which we say should be removed immediately. I think in relation to disability, I don't think there is many cases or any cases of discrimination on the grounds of disability. But if an employee wanted to argue that there was discrimination, the exemptions in the legislation really limit their ability to do that. So disability is one area where probably schools don't choose to discriminate. And, of course, there is also federal legislation which applies. But for an employee who wants to take action against an employer on the grounds of disability, that exemption under state law limits the rights they have to take action. What I would say is that the New South Wales government must understand that the protection in New South Wales for New South Wales citizens employed in non-government schools is much less than in other states or at the federal level. It's not that we're asking for protections that don't exist anywhere else. We just want New South Wales to have the same protections that employees have in other states and jurisdictions.
Carol Matthews of the Independent Education Union of Australia speaking to Sean Dorado.